This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network. And it's now time to talk to a buddy that's an integral part of our show. Of course, his name is Aaron Halterman. 110, he's the plus money prince. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D, downtown Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher. We say hi to Aaron Halterman. Also, Halterman is the guy, along with his partner Jared and Mike Somich, that got me years ago, 10 plus years ago now, into horse racing. He, of course, is the proprietor of RacingDudes.com, the best on the planet when it comes to talking about the pony. So what we're going to do is we're going to split this up a little bit. We're going to start because Aaron kills it in every sport, including baseball. We'll start with baseball, and then we're going to give you a primer in horse racing because the Traverse is coming up on the 24th. Racing Dudes is going to be on site at Saratoga. So we'll get into horse racing in just a bit, but it has been a while. I will say this, while Dustin ignored me for 31 straight days, friendship is very important as you're one of my good friends, and you did contact me during my little break, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. I was just wondering how you're doing, if you're still alive, you know, and look, I kind of just made a note. I needed to reach out to you again and ask you kind of what you've been up to, but I didn't do it. So I wasn't that great, but yeah, I did reach out to you. That's just embarrassing by Dustin. Come on.
Yeah, Dustin, that's how friendship works.
Yeah, well, you're not special, Patrick, because guess who reached out to me to see how my vacation was going? Aaron Halterman.
This is not good. this is a conflict of interest. That's what I will say. Hey, by the way, Aaron, did you notice you sent a great video yesterday for our family plays, which takes a lot of
effort. We didn't talk about it.
Did you notice that it didn't make the show yesterday?
I'm glad it didn't because it lost. So that is good. But no, I didn't notice. I didn't. I was out of town all day yesterday. I didn't watch the show. And trust me, I do watch. I'm not just sucking up to you guys. I do watch it most days, but I didn't watch it. So I'm glad I didn't now because it lost. And hey, I wasn't on anyway. So no big deal.
Okay, so big guy, you actually did our buddy a favor by not playing the video. Good job by you.
Unlike the one day where I didn't enter Mike or Aaron's picks, and I think they went a combined like 7-1.
Yeah, yeah, that was controversial, no doubt. Yeah, that was bad. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 baseball plays. We'll get to those in a second. Just want to give everybody an update on what's happening right now. I believe the A's are being no-hit. Dustin, you can update me.
No, so Oakland got 2 hits in the 5th, and it looks like Davis Martin's still out in the 6th. I'm on over 4.5 hits against Martin, and I saw the White Sox bullpen working, so I think if he allows a couple more hits, they're going to pull him because he's already at 73 pitches, which I believe would be a season high for him.
Okay, we are both on, in some regard, the Yankees over the Angels. I have Heal over 6.5 Ks. Bottom three, he's got 3, so we're on a good pace there. You've got the 6 Ks and the Yankees win, so we'll keep you updated there. I just wanted to quickly update. It's not great for us because we had a little fun with the men's beach volleyball. It was Qatar against the United States. Qatar absolutely boat raced them. 2-0, straight sets. It wasn't close, so down goes the United States in the quarters. They gone. They're done. So we don't have any remaining United States teams, whether it be women's beach volleyball or men's beach volleyball, left in Paris. Now, before we get to your baseball plays, have you, Aaron, gotten into the Olympics? Have you been betting it?
No, I've not bet it at all, but I am into it. So the gymnastics, that was the big thing in our house. So Heather loves the gymnastics. So we have been all over it. I watched every single bit of it. You know, Simone Biles winning, that was amazing. We were, every morning, we would just go down and watch it together. And she was more into it than me even. So that part of it's been great. I'm sad that the gymnastics part's over. That's been fun. And then the basketball, I've been paying attention to that. But no, nothing else. Listen, I have a hard enough time hitting sports that I follow each and every day. So, you know, beach volleyball in the Olympics, that's not something I'm going to be playing day in and day out.
No, it makes sense.
No betting, but I have been watching.
But it makes sense. You still have that pride. And Heather Halterman, she's all over Simone Biles. So we appreciate that. Okay, let's get to the plays, and then we'll come back with the horse racing. The O's, of course, you're always hunting those plus money prices. You're laying a 1.5 with the Orioles at the Blue Jays, plus 110 here, Aaron.
Yeah, this is, to me, a spot for Trevor Rogers making his second start with the Orioles, and it did not go well in the first start. But I still think this is a guy that's going to be a little bit better with a change of scenery. Of course, he was in Miami. They were terrible. His record's 2-10. His ERA's over four, so it's not great. But I still think he's going to get going a little bit for the Orioles. And the big thing on the other side, they're playing the Blue Jays. And here's the deal. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles last night. The Blue Jays hardly ever win two games in a row, so I'll take the Orioles here. It's a very important game. Obviously, the Blue Jays are out of it, but the Orioles, it's a huge game for them as they try to keep the Yankees at bay. I mean, that is a battle for the AL East right now. So I think the Orioles lay in a run and a half. I think they'll knock around Francis tonight, and I think they'll get it done. So I'm pretty strong on this one. Hopefully, Trevor Rogers pitches a little bit better than he did in the last outing for the Orioles.
Bounce back for Rogers, lay the run and a half plus money there with the O's. Your Cincinnati Reds, you've been high on this team for a couple of years now, and you are going to lay a run and a half with the Reds plus 125 at the Marlins today.
They are frustrating talking about the Reds this year. Very frustrating. Just when you think they're kind of getting going, they'll lose a couple that they shouldn't, and it's like, oh, we're right back under 500 again. This team, I'm still not giving up on them because they have just not hit the ball consistently all year, and I'm just sitting here thinking, if we can get 2 or 3 weeks of consistent hitting, the Reds will make a little bit of a run at the wild card. So I'm laying a run and a half. Of course, my guy, Andrew Abbott, love him. He's on the mound, a rookie on the mound for the Marlins. The Marlins have given up. I mean, they didn't have that many good players anyway. They traded most of them away. So I just think it's a situation where the Reds are going to be able to, you know, if the Reds win, they're going to win by more than a run, in my opinion. And you look at the first two games of the series, the Reds have hit 10-3 in the first game, 8-2 in the second game. If you put up a 10 spot or an 8 spot, I guarantee you this thing's going to cash tonight. So, yeah, I thought the Reds were the play, and hopefully they can get that consistent hitting. I mean, those guys, Ellie De La Cruz is still doing okay, but some of these other guys that had great seasons, like a Spencer Steer of last year, they're just not doing anything this year, so they need to get hot. They've already won two against the Marlins. I think three's coming tonight.
So, okay, beautiful Reds. You can lay a run and a half. Big, I think you wanted to jump in. You get plus 130 on that price.
This one reminds me of last night where Nick Lodolo was about the same price, and it feels like we're trying to be duped in some way because it's so, like, the Reds are the play. Miami is the worst team against lefties. Andrew Abbott is a perfectly solid pitcher. And the point that Aaron just made, there are no more bats in this Miami lineup to worry about. Why is it such a short number on Andrew Abbott? I don't understand it.
Yeah, you could play just the Reds straight up at minus 130. That's not awful,
no.
You know, if you don't want to mess with the run line. And you're
fact,
right.
In fact, I will.
Look, yeah, well, there you go. And look, I mean, I follow baseball pretty hardcore, guys. I don't know half the people in this Miami lineup right now. So I don't know.
No, they're sellers. The least, they're building for the future. That's a disaster down there. So Red Sox, you're catching, obviously, that's what you do. You're catching 125 at the Royals tonight.
This is the least favorite of the three of mine, but I still am going to play it because it just feels like a toss-up game to me. The Red Sox are red hot. You know, they've been playing so well. And the Royals, look, I feel like their progress really should be noted, right? They have done tremendous from just an abysmal team last year to a team that's in a playoff spot currently. I just feel like the Red Sox are a little bit better, and I think as we go on through the season, the Royals might slip just a little bit. I hate saying that even because I've really been a fan of theirs, but I like the Red Sox tonight. Cutter Crawford on the mound. I like to back him when he pitches. He's having another solid year. The record's not that great, but his ERA is still pretty solid. So I think it's just enough. If this was kind of an evenly matched as far as the prices go, a pick'em type of game, maybe I'd stay away from it. But that one plus 125, I just couldn't stay away from it. I couldn't resist it because I still feel like the Red Sox are just a little smidge better than the Royals right now. But boy, the Royals are building something. And again, I don't want to throw any shade towards them because I really like what they've done. But give me the Red Sox tonight at a plus number.
Well, you know who agrees with you? The big guy. Go ahead, Dustin.
This one jumped out to me immediately. So when Aaron sends me the text with all of his bets, I'm like, thank God he's backing this dog with me. I look at Cole Reagans for Kansas City. He's at a max innings for him for his career. That's always an issue for younger pitchers. He throws hard. He's been tremendous. But you have to, at some point, account that his arm isn't ready for this much wear and tear. So put that to the side. Then we have Cutter Crawford. Cutter Crawford's actually better on the road than at home. I think this pitching matchup is a lot closer to a wash than the number indicates. And then we factor in the offenses. The Red Sox offense is awesome. Much better than Kansas City. Let's take that plus price, back it where we think the pitching matchup's a coin flip and one team can score a lot of runs. I love the Red Sox today.
Okay, you both sold me. I'm on the plus price with the Red Sox. And quickly, before we get to the horse racing, the D-backs have been ripping the cover off the ball since the All-Star break. You're saying, you know what? Snakes, worth a little nibble there at 40-1 World Series.
Ooh, I love this one, guys. I really like this team. And if you remember, I've been on here this show several times early in the season. I was like, I don't know what is wrong with them. They're much better than what they're playing. I have no idea how this team's under 500. They're hitting, and guess what? They're getting healthier in the, with the arms, even in the bullpen and with the starting rotation. I think this is very sneaky. With baseball bets and futures, I do not want to play favorites. It's just, it's the same as the NHL. The margin between winning and losing in NHL and in the MLB, it's so tight, right? It's not like the NFL. It's not like college football. So, yeah, I'm on this 40-1 shot with Arizona. They're right now they're in a playoff spot, but it's close. I think they're going to end up being that number one wild card team out in the NL. I really, really like this Arizona team. So 40-1, I'm taking every bit of it.
I agree. The Snakes have good vibes right now, big guy.
Vibes are immaculate, and they kind of did this last year. They got off to a better start last year.
Yeah.
And I think Corbin Carroll being healthy, I think that shoulder was messed up most of the year, changes the whole dynamics of the lineup.
A little bit of a new direction here at VSiN 3.0. We're talking horse racing, and there's not a better person on the planet than Aaron Halterman to help us out with that. We'll come back with RacingDudes.com and our partner Aaron Halterman next, talking a little horse racing.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, we're going to get into the Traverse, the horse racing calendar, which I'm so excited to do with Aaron Halterman. But quickly, Musburger Media is back. Bill AD, the crew, Brian, Michelle, Steve Cohen as our executive vice president of programming. So with that, we're hooking you up with our best special ever here at VSiN. So you can get 3 years of VSiN Pro access for $350. And just to give you an idea, that's 75% off the monthly price. It's a great deal. You get everything for 3 years, kind of set it and forget it. And for those of you that are existing customers, you can get the deal as well. Just email us at subscribe@vsin.com and we're going to take care of you. Okay. But if you're new, I just want to say, and the next segment's going to help you understand how things are getting better here and growing. We're about to talk horse racing and you're going to hear a lot more about it. So if you're thinking about getting involved, go to vsin.com/special and you can get that deal. Dustin Sweetelson at the D. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles. This is Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network. Now, a guy that is essentially our partner on the program, a longtime friend of mine, and I'd like to give the genesis because Steve Cohen, the aforementioned new director of programming here at VSiN, loves horse racing. And so do I. And so does Samich, and so does Halterman, and the big guys even into horse racing, because we used to go do broadcasts with the Racing Dudes at Breeders' Cup and different events. In fact, we did it at the Kentucky Derby for SiriusXM and NBC. So the idea is Cohen comes in, he's like, I like to bet on horses. I'm guessing other people like to bet on horses. Hey, dummy, why aren't you talking about horse racing? And I'm like, thank God, let's do it. So with that, I thought a good way to kind of set this up is to bring in the expert. And I would say right around 2013, I started listening to a podcast called Blinkers Off. And I'd always been into horse racing, but Blinkers Off really with Aaron Halterman and Jared Welch, that kind of was my cram session. And after that, I became friends with the boys. I was even in their horse racing fantasy league 1 year. And we've just become great friends and I've learned so much from them. You can go to racingdudes.com. Sorry for the long-winded intro here, Aaron, but you make your career, not just sports betting, Progressive Guestline brings you, Aaron, but the genesis was horse racing. So it must be exciting for you that makes a living off doing this over at racingdudes.com and Blinkers Off. It must be exciting that networks like VSiN are starting to adopt and starting to get into the ponies.
I was semi-shocked because usually, you know, Dustin and I will text about what we're going to talk about on the show. And he goes, hey, we'll do MLB and then let's do a horse racing segment. I was like, really? Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me. I can do that for you. So I was shocked. Great introduction there to kind of how we met. I'll never forget. You said, hey, let's do a show. Come do a show with us. We were at the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita the first time we all met. And I was like, okay, I guess I could do that. You know, I never had it. It was a long time ago. And so I went and I was like, wow, this guy, like, he really knows about racing. So it was fun. And I am pumped. Yeah. That we're doing this on this show. This is a first for us. I love it.
Little did you know that what I knew about horse racing came from listening to your podcast. And Dustin and I, for Mad Dog Sports Radio at the time, did a live broadcast from Santa Anita in the Breeders' Cup. And speaking of the Breeders' Cup, let's give everybody an idea where we sit on the horse racing calendar. Okay, so the Triple Crown is done. We're sitting August 7th. I know we have the Travers coming up on the 24th. I kind of view that as the fourth major. You can correct me. But then let's talk about the rest of the horse racing calendar for 2024.
Yeah, it is a great time because Saratoga and Del Mar, two of the marquee meets in horse racing, not only over the summer, but all year long, are happening right now. Big races every week. And as far as the absolute major races, you talked about it, the Travers. I'll skip over it for now because everybody kind of knows that one. The Pacific Classic is at Del Mar the next weekend. That would be August 31st, I believe, is the Saturday. No, August. Yeah, August 31st at Del Mar. And that is a big time prep race for the Breeders' Cup Classic, which is the richest race in North America. So the Pacific Classic will be one to really look for out in San Diego there in Del Mar. I think it's September 22nd. They run the Pennsylvania Derby at Parks in Philadelphia. That's also a big time prep race for the Breeders' Cup Classic. So some of those are the big key races for the Classic. Santa Anita, the next weekend, will start running their races to prep for the Breeders' Cup. They'll have several divisions with big time races that are winning your ends, which basically means if you win the race for your division of the Breeders' Cup, you get in free for the Breeders' Cup that happens. And that'll be the first weekend in November, the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. And that is kind of like the Super Bowl of horse racing. The general public looks at the Kentucky Derby as the biggest event in horse racing. The reality is, for people in the industry, the Breeders' Cup is actually the biggest event. So all these little, quote unquote, little races, they're big races, but all these feeder races all lead to the Breeders' Cup the first weekend in November right there at Del Mar. So if you've never checked out the Breeders' Cup, that is a good time to actually, like, if you're going to, like, first kind of event to watch, the Breeders' Cup is great. It's 13 races. It's all different ages, divisions, dirt and turf. And that's kind of what this whole second half of the season leads to.
And it's in the Breeders' Cup. And I learned this quickly, you know, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, that's cute. For people in the horse racing industry, the Breeders' Cup is their Super Bowl. It's all graded stakes races, obviously, but what it is the best horses from all around the world. They'll ship from Ireland. They'll ship from Japan. Like, this is like the creme de la creme of horse racing. And so much is wagered. It's just the culmination because it's in November. So we lead up to it all year. Now, let me ask you quickly about the Travers, because, you know, I just think of Arrowgate at the Travers, the kind of the breakout party, but the Travers is a huge race. You can kind of slot it where you want when I pass it off to you, as far as, is it the fourth major, fifth major, something like that. But there's a really cool storyline this year because Torpedo Anna is running in the Travers this year, and she's a filly, and she's a monster. And if she wins the Travers, we're now starting to talk about potentially turning into an all-timer as a horse in a sport that is 150 years old.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait for this race. As far as this year, the Travers is number one for me because Torpedo Anna taking on Dornock, a horse that won the Belmont Stakes and the Haskell Stakes. The Haskell, if you don't know it, another huge race. Those two matching up against each other, that is so exciting. Torpedo Anna, undefeated this year. She won the Kentucky Oaks, which is the female version of the Kentucky Derby. She won the Acorn Stakes, which is the female version of the Belmont Stakes. And she just won a race called the Coaching Club American Oaks at Saratoga, another huge grade one race. She hopped straight in the air in that race. She spot the field three or four lengths. I'm on the phone with my buddy, and I'm like, oh, this is a disaster. I can't believe it. She won by like six. She just dominated the field. She's unbelievable. But a female stepping up to take on the boys, that's always a new challenge. So the Travers is going to be amazing. Look, nothing beats the Kentucky Derby, but the Travers is, in my opinion, is right up there with the Preakness and the Belmont. And it this year is going to be great. And that's not to be like Sierra Leone's going to be there, a horse we've seen throughout the Triple Crown, almost won the Kentucky Derby. There's others in the race that are good too. But that classic, here's the best three-year-old male, here's the best three-year-old female. They're going to meet up and race against each other. It's going to be epic. That's August 24th. The Travers up at Saratoga, historic race course. You can't ask for much more.
And it's good for the sport. Like, you know, happened in the past. You know, a female a filly has won the Kentucky Derby. It doesn't happen often. It's not often that trainers and ownership groups will point, you know, a filly against them. Beholder did it. We can think of horses that have Zenyatta. We can think of horses that have done it. But for Kenny McPeak and this ownership group to send Torpedo Anna out in the Travers, it's just great for the sport.
Oh, it is. And we owe him a lot because this makes that race just that much better. And here's what's even more like sportsmanship or gamemanship of him, I should say. There's a race the weekend before called the Alabama Stakes. It's a grade one race for three-year-old fillies. That filly would Torpedo Anna would be 1-9 to win that race, and they would get another easy race. And they said, no, we're not going to do it. That'd make a very lame race. Nobody would really enter but us. We're going to go to the Travers. We'll let the other fillies try to take their shot at grade one glory there in the Alabama the week before. And you gotta just give Kenny McPeak a lot of credit. I've kind of been a critic of his over the past. I like him. He's a nice guy, but maybe like where he spots his horses is a little weird sometimes for me. But this year, he's pulled all the right strings. Of course, he won the Kentucky Derby with Mystic Dan, and then he's got this horse, Torpedo Anna. I think she's going to win the Travers, guys. If I had to pick today, I would pick her. She just looks amazing. And the thing about her, she really hasn't been asked to run. She's not been out of first gear yet beating these other fillies. So it's time to try it. I give him a ton of credit for doing it.
Well, may I ask you, do you think, because it's a good field, do you think she's going to go off as the favorite in the Travers?
I think yes. I think because of her story, people want to bet her. They're going to look at her replays and see how far she's winning. I think she will go off the favorite in the Travers. It's going to be her or Dornock. Dornock has really established himself as a very, very good horse with his two big wins in a row. It'll be one of those two. But I think her being a filly and her story, people are going to want to bet Torpedo Anna.
So that's just a little taste, because Halterman is going to be a major part of this show, hopefully part of the network, but he's going to be a major part of this show, and he's going to be giving horse racing picks for you consistently here on Sharp Money. But I just wanted to set up the calendar for you. You can go to racingdudes.com if you want to know more. You can check out the podcast. It's tremendous, great chemistry. Blinkers off. Aaron, thank you for the baseball and the horse racing. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, he's the best, Mr. Halterman. I'm back with the big guy next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, it's VSIN, the sports betting network. So we try to give as many picks a day here on Sharp Money, and part of what we do are the family plays. I just want to remind, like, for example, Halterman just came on and gave out four plays. We've been giving out plays all day. If you go to VSIN.com, remember, all of the plays given out, not just on Sharp Money, but across the board here on VSIN, everything's logged over at VSIN.com. So you don't, you know, they're called the best bets, but there's for every show. So myriad bets, get over there. You get the betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by your state, betting tools, betting guides. Everything's there over at VSIN.com. I just wanted to point that out as we welcome you back. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Dustin Sweetelson, the big guy hanging out at the D, downtown Las Vegas. It's been an exciting show. We had Palm stop by. We had the race and sports book director. So we had a bookmaker in Thomas Gable. We just had a nice primer on horse racing and some baseball with our good friend Aaron Halterman. We've got Nish and Stewart coming up with some family plays. So we're flying, big guy. We're flying.
There's a lot of action today. You got to like when baseball. We crush Rob Manfred a lot on the show. Give him a little bit of credit. Getaway day, Thursday, a bunch of day baseball. That's all we're asking for, Robbie.
Well, that was kind of casual what you just called him there, but I don't even know if he deserves that.
Roberto.
So a couple of things. One, Dustin and I were in on the A's. I laid a run and a half. And then top of two, we were getting plus money. We recommended come back on the A's plus money. And now they're leading 3-2, bottom seven. So we still have a chance. We still have a chance with the run line. That's what happens when you're playing the Chicago White Sox, to be fair.
Yeah. Mitigates
Yankees,
the prop that I bet over hits on a guy who had a no-hitter through five. So, yeah, that always feels good.
The Yankees bottom four. Okay, now this is a little dicey. So you had a parlay with six or more strikeouts and a Yankees win on heel. So kind of a double there. I went 6.5 strikeouts over for heel. He struck out the side in the first.
Yeah.
It's what you love. Now, here's the deal. It's just the bottom of the fourth, and he has 5 strikeouts. So you're thinking, oh, you guys are golden.
Yeah.
Through 3.5, he's thrown 90-plus pitches. That's not great.
I just need him to get one more. Just come out for one more batter. But I don't.
Yeah, but don't, like, this is the problem I have with you. It's always you. Can't we be a team and say we just need him to get two more?
No, because that's asking too much. I'm asking for one. You're asking for two. You're being greedy.
If it were... Okay, now I want to bring something up. Look, and I love him. As a matter of fact, you and I have been working together forever. I was having Fezzik on Mad Dog before I even met you. So I've been talking to Fezzik for 10-plus years. Here's the thing. I don't know what it is.
I tried to cancel it, by the way.
He's got to stick up his ass for me. Like, and I'm going to tell you what I think it is. Now, this is professional handicapper Steve Fezzik, and what I'm about to say is why I think he's annoyed with me. I think he's one of the best sports bettors on the planet. He literally makes his career doing it. Like, that's how he supports his family. But I'll say this, and he's won a million contests. He's won the Super Contest twice. Like, this is a legit person in the space. But it's almost like in dating. For 10-plus years, I've been lauding him. And I think he's the type... He's so weird, and I love him, but he's so different that I think the fact that I give him credit all the time, it turns him off.
Oh.
So I'll give you a quick example. Because he's never said anything kind to me. You admitted that.
It's a fact.
That's fact.
It's a fact.
And it's like, look, let's be fair. There's not that many bettors. There are not that many hosts in the space, and I'm obviously better than all of them. So it's like I started him coming on the radio, and like people would hear him on a national platform like Mad Dog Sports Radio and then ask him to come on Fox and other things. Like, this is just factual, and Steve knows it. Steve's going to text me because he's listening right now. Steve, I'm not picking on you. I freaking love you. I think the reason that you don't like me is because I always just say how great you are. You need therapy for that. That's not on me. So yesterday, and this is the stuff that makes Dustin uncomfortable. This is the stuff that I know makes good radio. Yesterday, I got mad at Dustin because he botched it. We had a family play. Regardless of how laid back the show sounds, we're pretty buttoned up. We prepare. We meet every day. And he botched it. So I yelled at him. We're brothers. I can yell at my brother. He can yell at me. It's all good. Soon as the show ends, I get a text message from Fezzik. Nobody's perfect. Just so you know, Dustin's the best producer I've ever dealt with. Then he started going into a crazy rant about Pearl Harbor. So I said, LOL, I was just messing with him. Harry Truman had a big decision to make. He wrote back, I couldn't tell you were messing with him, FYI. I wasn't sure if you were kidding. And I said, that's a good thing, Steve. Always remember, it's entertainment. So I was kind of pushing back. Like, you don't need to tell me not to yell at the big guy. I'm going to yell at the big guy. My career is on the line here. And he was being a jerk because he botched it and was making excuses, and that pissed me off. So I don't know. Now I'm yelling at you again, and I don't mean to, but I'm more just saying, right. Fezzik, do you buy my take that Fezzik kind of has it in for me because I always just give him props? It's almost like a girl, if you come on too heavy, she gets annoyed with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you don't own a car too, that's a big breaking point for a lot of women. But I'd say in the Fezzik case, because he loves the approval of the people who talk smack about him on Twitter. That's an obsession. If you go through his Twitter feed, he doesn't reply to anyone who says anything positive. It's only the people that call him out. I also find it interesting. Like, there's levels of truth in everything. Were you mad? No, you weren't as mad as you sounded, but there was a level of, like, disappointment. Like, come on, this isn't what we do. We don't screw little things up here, which I understood your frustration. I was frustrated with myself. I'm host and producer, so the host me was upset at producer me. So I got where you were coming from. It was a botch job. I find it odd that I messed something up and somehow you're now taking stuff from Steve. That doesn't quite make sense to me. But
you nailed it. You nailed it with this, because grown men can't handle Twitter. No. So you nailed it. He trifles with losers on Twitter because he doesn't want to mess with the people that give him credit. He just wants to get in the dirt
yes.
with losers. And trust me, this space is full of losers. Like, I'm not going to name names, but I'm just saying, like, you know, there's people that are sophisticated and there's people that are just, you know, miscreants. That's the facts. So you nailed it. That Twitter thing you just said is exactly. He has a problem with me because he doesn't like the girl that comes on too strong. I'm not going to stop because I just tell the truth. He is great at what he does.
No, he is. And
but I don't need to yell at you because we're a partnership and we botched something and hear from him about how great you are. I know you're great. That's why I'm yelling at you,
okay.
Because you could do better.
But that's
I could do better.
But that's part of it, too, is there's a consistent track record of him complimenting me a lot.
Yeah. Has he? You've been working with me for 7 years. Has he ever given me a compliment?
No, and if we're being totally honest, I don't really do that much when it comes to
yeah, I mean, these kids can't even host. It's embarrassing. Let's get to the, not you, but you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's get to the family plays. You want to start with Nish or you want to start with Stu?
Let's do Stuart. Let's skip the open here, boys, and just get to it. Our guy, Stuart Durst. You see him on Twitter at Monotone Football with one L. Great when it comes to player props. He's got one for you in Baltimore and the Blue Jays. Here's his Sharp Money family play for today.
What's up, Sharp Money family? Stuart Durst at Monotone Football here, back, and today's best bet is going to be Vlad Guerrero Jr. over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Absolutely love the spot, coming in with some great recent form. Not only is he hitting .340 at home, .338 against left-handed pitching, over his last 15 games, he's hitting over .500. Over his last 30 games, he's hitting .407. He's coming in with some of the best recent form out of anyone in the league, and we get Trevor Rogers, a guy who was just traded at the deadline to the Orioles. Listen, if there's one team I trust to fix a pitcher, it's the Orioles. But listen to Rogers himself. He said this is more analytical feedback than he's ever gotten in his career. He's tinkering around with his pitches. He's tinkering around with his mechanics. Already was not having a great season, as you can see by that 2-10 record. I think it's going to take him a little bit longer to figure it out. You're not at your best when you're still tinkering with your stuff. In addition, Vlad Guerrero hits 3 of his top 4 pitches at a .313 or better mark. The only one he doesn't hit that well as the changeup at around .264 so far this year. Crushes the sinker, crushes the four seamer. I think Vlad has a great day. Sprinkled on the homer at .525. Let's go.
Okay, Vlad Guerrero today on the prop for our buddy Stuart. Dude, that kid is sharp. That's what I'll say. And we appreciate his effort. And another thing. Like, Dustin and I talk 20 hours a day. You only yell at people you're comfortable with. You yell at your family. You yell at your friends. When I yell at him, he doesn't even care.
No, I've gotten to a point in life where I know me, and I know when people yell at me, it's usually worthy because I do a lot of things. You're hung up on the yelling at me thing, but based on my Twitter mentions, about half the audience wants to yell at me a lot.
That's good. We want to split them down the middle. They hate you. They love you. Make them feel something. We've got more family plays. We love the big guy. Steve, that was for you. He just likes getting mentioned, if we're being honest. We're back with the family plays next.
Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, props to the big guy, your same gamer. 6 strikeouts or more for Heel and a Yankees win. Heel's got 6 strikeouts, bottom 5. Yankees lead 5-0. So that's a tremendous job by you. If you are interested in being my teammate, We still have a shot to get one more strikeout to cash the plus 110 on the K prop. So let's keep monitoring there. Elsewhere in game, the White Sox lead 3-2. So we did, and it's good job by Dustin as well. Told you top of two when they were trailing, or maybe it was bottom two, plus 110 coming back on the A's. They lead 3-2. We have an opportunity. There is a runner on, two outs, bottom eight, to pick up another run and maybe cover that run line. So those are the in-game bets and what we've been doing during the show here, big guy.
And I'd like to add, I just noticed a certain familiar face returning for Oakland from the bullpen for this final inning, which makes me feel better about our bet. Mason Miller is officially back. So he's coming on the bump and one of the best closers in all of baseball this year. So that makes me feel a lot better about protecting our one-run lead.
Heel has 107 pitches. We'll see if he comes out for the top of the sixth. The answer, no chance.
No. You know, I was looking at the box where I didn't notice this at first. He has 5 walks today. It just can't happen.
Disgusting.
Not against the Angels, especially.
Wait, no, but listen to me. 5 walks and he struck out the first. He struck out his first. Top of the first.
That's what I'm saying.
So 3 straight strikeouts and then he just walked the park.
Yeah, this just can't happen against a bad team. You can't do that.
All right, we have a ton of. Let's get to our family plays and we've got plenty to do with our tabs. Go for it.
All right, NFL futures. Our guy Bobby Stanley. He has a great Discord. It's called the Prop Shop. Go check it out. It's a bunch of people. It's a community, kind of like we created here with the family plays, talking about different bets across all sports. Again, that's the Prop Shop on Discord, at Prop Holiday over on X/Twitter. And here he is, Bobby Stanley, with a Sharp Money Family Play for today.
Sharp Money Family Play.
Bob Stanley here with VSiN Network and Sharp Money, giving you some NFL futures and awards to sprinkle on as we head through training camp. Now, I've already covered my best value for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but now I'm shifting my focus to Defensive Player of the Year. Odds-on favorite is Micah Parsons. He's currently 5-1. He's finished top 3 in Defensive Player of the Year voting 3 years in a row. It is shaping up to be his season and maybe finally grab this award. Enter that Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt stratosphere. I'm going down this list. I'm looking at Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end for the Detroit Lions, at 16-1 over on FanDuel. Hutchinson, in his sophomore year, made a bit of a leap. Finished 12th overall in sacks. He had 2 fumble recoveries. He had 1 interception. They like seeing that you could fill up the stat sheet. Going to his rookie year, where he won Defensive Rookie of the Year, he hauled in 3 interceptions as a DN. That's awesome. Let's look ahead at 2024. Now, on paper, the Detroit Lions, they went and signed Marcus Davenport, DN from the New Orleans Saints, to play opposite Hutchinson. I think it's going to generate more of a pass rush and give more opportunities for Hutchinson in single coverage over on the other side. If I look at the scoring, the Detroit Lions, top 5 scoring offense, that's going to allow the Detroit Lions to play with the lead. Opposing offenses playing from behind. Now Hutchinson can pin his ears back and rush the passer better. I think he can get to that 16, 17, 18 sack mark, put in a couple fumble recoveries, maybe grabs a touchdown from an interception that he tipped. These are the things that the voters and the fans want to see. And can the Detroit Lions ascend to a top 15 defense in the league? I think they can this season, making strides from last season. Let's play Aiden Hutchinson, 16-1 to win Defensive Player of the Year over on FanDuel. Lock this one in and best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Bobby Stanley. Appreciate it. I'm thinking about making a bet in Bolivia for soccer. That starts at 3. We'll play Nish because I'm still doing a little research, but this number seems odd. So maybe some Bolivian soccer coming up. That's real time, big guy. That's real time. Now, you mentioned creating a family. Well, this nothing exhibits this being more of a family than our leader and Sharp Money Survivor being a part of our family plays. And he's Nish Gandhi, big guy.
Yeah, and he's going to do what he does, which is let his car drive him while he lays out a bet. He's a doctor in Pennsylvania. He grew up near Penn State, and he's doing something fun here, and his bet is kind of familial, combining two strategies. Here's Nish Gandhi with a Sharp Money Family Play for today.
What's up, guys? Nish here, your reigning Sharp Money Survivor, here with a family play. You see, I got my Matt Eumanns Fast Food Rankings t-shirt on. He released his 2024 rankings today, so check him out on VSiN.com. Also going to give my son's YouTube channel a shout-out. It's at TheGorillaGamer64 on YouTube, so give him a follow. My play today is something that Sharp Money listeners will recognize. It's a parlay of two strategies that we've been using. The first one is Yankees no to bet in in the bottom of the ninth at minus 165. That's on the second game of the doubleheader today. It's 80 cents of value as the money line is minus 245. And I'm parlaying that with Jake Irvin from the Nationals to not record a win at minus 360. Putting those two together gives you plus money and plus 105. It's a good strategy and it's been paying off pretty well for me. So Jake Irvin to not record a win, minus 360, parlayed with Yankees to not bat in the bottom of the ninth at minus 165 is my family play today.
And we're going to are we going to throw Nish's up on the sheet as well for the best bets?
VSiN.com/picks. It's up there right now.
Because it was confusing, but he's super sharp. So Nish, thank you. The Gorilla Gamer 64. Gorilla Gamer 64 is his son. He's the cutest kid ever. Just go give him a follow just to make him feel good. Okay. Hey, quickly, Bolivia soccer starting at 3. It is literally just a price play. Oriente Petrolero, Dustin, against Royal Paris. Plus 133 on the home team, Oriente. I bet it. So have fun with you want. I thought they were going to be laying a price, but it's plus 133. I know it's early in the Bolivian soccer season, but if you want to have some fun, sprinkle a little plus money on Oriente.
Did we do this shtick already? Bolivia is in South America, and I thought it was in Europe. Did we do that shtick already? It's inland.
I don't know where it is. I just bet that league all the time in international soccer.
It's literally like the only country in South America that doesn't touch water. It's like one of two countries. Yeah.
Them. Why would you live there then?
Them and Paraguay are the only landlocked countries I can see in South America.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you did live in South America, why wouldn't the family eventually be like, we should probably hit the coast?
Yeah, I'm not sure everyone down there quite has the choices.
Well, I don't want to get into macroeconomics, but...
Just the vibe. Just the vibe.
Yeah, your vibe. You know what? I think your vibe's right. Oh, you kind of missed out. When I was grading you in Palm, when he was giving all his... positives for Reagan, you missed out when I called him out on the Iran-Contra.
Oh, no, I heard that. I don't know what that is. I have to Google it.
Mike's always, hey, put it this way. Mike's always going to let you know what way he leans.
Oh, no, that tracks. That tracks. Based on history, I could have told you. You give me an election, I can tell you who Mike Palm voted for. I'll bat 1,000.
Yeah, you will. You will. It's not going to be tough. You got anything else before we close tabs?
Taj Bradley over 16.5 outs recorded. Massive overreaction based on one bad start. Tarik Skubal over 7.5 strikeouts. And the Padres minus 145 at the Pirates. And Aaron Halterman convinced me. D-backs 12-1 to win the NL. I'll go that route because I like them to do it again.
You can check out the big guys' plays over at VSiN.com with the best bets. I know yesterday went 3-1. Excuse me, 2 days ago, 3-1. Yesterday, 3-4, so still up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yesterday, plus 196, and I didn't have this on the sheet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then that's a, yeah. That's a
I did sprinkle. Line. I said sprinkle minus 1.5, the reverse run line on the White Sox. That played paid 285 yesterday, so that was fun. That was a fun one.
It's a good job by you, big guy. Okay, let's close tabs. We'll get out of here.
Look, I'm not criticizing. I'm just curious. From a marketing perspective, we're saying 75% off the monthly rate on our deal.
Correct.
But why would not say 25? It just costs 25% as much as it normally does.
You know what? I don't know.
Because to me, like, that jumps
because
out.
Because 75 is a bigger number, so maybe.
Because you're taking 75 away instead of just giving 25. I don't know.
You can go to VSiN.com/special to get that great deal, whether it's 25 or 75. Works both ways, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it does. It does work both ways.
There you see the special. It's only this week, by the way.
So I don't mean to call you out, but there was a bit of inconsistency in the show today with the pronunciation of the country. I heard Qatar. I heard Qatar. I don't know which is right. I agree. It's like the low Lau thing with the baseball players. There's Josh Lowe. Or Josh Lowe, Nathaniel Lau, Brandon Lau. I don't remember which ones are related and which is pronounced the same, so it's confusing. But I didn't know if it was Qatar or Cutter. I'll answer either.
So, you know, in sports betting, when we talk about hedging?
Yeah.
So you come back the other way on your bet, maybe secure a profit. That's literally what I was doing with the pronunciation.
50-50.
I don't know which one it is either, so I said both to clear my name.
That's fair.
Because remember when Cutter had... the World Cup or something.
Yeah.
And people, you'd say Qatar and people would be like, it's Qatar. And then people would be like, actually, it's Qatar. That's what I was doing. I was just wishing they'd play in another country so I didn't have to try.
Yeah. On this day in 1782, George Washington created a couple of awards. One of them was the Purple Heart. I should get one for what I go through versus Palm versus the big guy.
That's true. Although, I did have you winning. Good job, big guy. We'll see you tomorrow. Sharp Money.